faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Superman searches vainly for cub reporter Jimmy Olsen, who has mysteriously disappeared, editor Perry White, candidate for mayor, receives a startling telephone call from an unknown man.
Do you mind telling me who you are?
That doesn't matter. But get this, Mr. White. You've got till 11 o'clock tonight to get to a radio station and announce that you're withdrawing as candidate for mayor in tomorrow's election. If you don't withdraw your candidacy by then, you'll never again see Jim Olsen alive.
Yes, sir, an avalanche of excitement. That's what we started when we reopened our Gyrocket offer. A terrific flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand.
Correct. The Gyrocket that thousands and thousands have already ordered from Kellogg's Pep. And now thousands more are sending for another and another.
So to satisfy all these requests, we've reopened this sensational offer for a limited time only. And you can still get a Gyrocket.
Right, a Gyrocket you can launch right out of your hand, high into the air, up over the treetop.
A Gyrocket almost half a foot long, shaped of gleaming wood, streamlined to the last inch, brilliant red or blue or yellow.
Plus a steel propeller at the stern that bites into the air, driving your Gyrocket like a flash into the sky.
And it comes complete with a metal launching rod plus a wooden rocket launcher.
Remember, this Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a model of rugged steel and wood, built to take it for hundreds of launchings.
But you've got to act now, because we've been able to round up only a limited number of Gyrockets to reopen this offer. So don't get left out of the excitement. For each Gyrocket you want, just mail 15 cents and the Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Don't delay.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, The Adventures of Superman. When political boss Mike Hickey's vicious political rule was endangered by a reform party headed by editor Perry White, who is running for mayor of Metropolis, Hickey tried every underhanded trick he knew to crush his opponent. But Superman blocked every Hickey move. And on the eve of election day, it appeared certain that Perry White's reform party would win an overwhelming victory. Hickey knew he would go to the penitentiary if he lost his political power. But he assured his anxious henchmen that he still held a winning card. That night, young Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter, disappeared. As we continue now, Superman, following a vain search for Jimmy, has returned to the Daily Planet in his guise of Clark Kent, mild-mannered and bespectacled reporter.
It's fairly plain, Chief, that Mike Hickey is behind this. He had Jim taken somewhere, and now he's using the boy as a lever to force you to withdraw from the mayoralty race.
Good heavens. Do you really think Hickey'd go that far?
No, of course he would. So what time is it?
It's almost 7 o'clock.
Well, that fellow on the phone told me if I didn't withdraw as a candidate by 11, Jim would be finished.
Oh, dear. What can we do?
Only one thing. I've got to withdraw from the race.
Oh, no, Chief, you can't. There's too much at stake in this election.
I know. But you don't expect me to stand by and see harm done to Jim, do you?
No, of course not.
Now, don't worry. Nothing will happen to Jim. I'll personally see to that.
You will?
Yes.
But what can you do, Clark?
Well, I'm pretty sure I can make Hickey produce Jim and fast.
Oh, you must be out of your mind. Lois, you call Candy Myers. Call the FBI. Call... No, wait, Kent, where are you going?
See Mike Hickey.
No, Clark, don't you get hurt.
Kent, come back here.
I will soon, but not without Jim.
Hurrying from Perry White's office, Clark Kent secretly resumes his true identity of Superman and streaks to Mike Hickey's political headquarters. Failing to find the fat political boss there, he hurtles to Hickey's home, only to draw a blank again. Then once more he takes to the skyways. And as we rejoin him now, he is at the home of Andrew High, mayor of Metropolis, and Mike Hickey's henchman.
Where is Mike Hickey, Mr. Mayor?
I don't know, Superman.
I think you do.
And I advise you to tell me the truth.
Why, what do you mean?
You know Mike Hickey is holding Jim Olson, that one of Hickey's men called Perry White a little while ago to say Jim would be killed unless Mr. White withdrew from tomorrow's election.
Good heavens, I can't believe, I can't understand.
Stop acting and tell me where he is.
Now, see here, you can't talk to me that way.
How would you expect anyone to talk to a man who swears to be an honest mayor and then sells out the city to a crooked political boss?
Now, you see here...
We're wasting time. I want Hickey, and I want him fast. Now, where is he?
I tell you, I don't know.
I don't believe you. Hickey's housekeeper said he was having dinner with you. So speak up now,
He did have dinner with me, but he left about half an hour ago.
Where did he go?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
Who else was here at dinner?
Inspector Haddon.
Oh. Well, he's the man I want to see, then. But first, just one thing more, Mr. Mayor. If you should see or talk to Mike Hickey, tell him this. That unless he produces Jim Olson quickly and uninjured, he'll be the sorriest man alive. Think hard, Inspector. Are you quite sure Mike Hickey didn't tell you where he was going after you and he left the mayor's house this evening?
I'm sure he didn't, Superman. He dropped me off at the headquarters and went on in his car.
Well, he didn't go to his home. He didn't go to his office. He didn't go to City Hall. Where else could he have gone?
How would I know? Am I his keeper?
Maybe not, but I'm going to make you his keeper to save your own skin.
What are you talking about?
I'll draw you a diagram. Mike Hickey is holding Jim Olson. I want you
crazy.
To
crazy. Mike wouldn't do a thing like that.
Don't try to kid me, Inspector. He'll do anything to stay in power, even murder, as you know very
now,
well.
Now, look here.
I want you to bring him in.
I will not. Who do you think you're talking
bring
to?
Bring him in, Inspector. Or so help me, I'll take you 10 miles up in the air and keep you there until you do.
You wouldn't dare try anything like that.
I'll show you how wrong you are right now.
No, let go of me. Let go. I can't bring Mike in. I don't know where he is.
I think you know where to look for him. But if you don't, you've got 2,000 police officers to help you find him.
But look here.
Put out a general alarm for Hickey and for Jim Olson. I want one or both of them brought in before 11 o'clock tonight.
It's 9 o'clock already,
Kent. I know, Lois, I know. And where's Kent? Only 2 hours left to go, and still we don't hear from him.
I'm sure he's doing all he can, but he...
Oh, here
Clark.
He is now.
Well,
Kent?
No, not yet. No luck at all. I can't find Hickey anywhere.
Oh, dear, that's bad.
I knew it. Hickey planned this too well, so now we're late.
Maybe not, Chief. I've had Inspector Haddon put out a general alarm for Hickey. If he brings him in, I promise I'll find Jim.
Oh, forget it. Haddon won't bring him in. He's Hickey's stew.
Why, of course. Certainly he won't do
it. I know, but maybe to save his own skin, he'll...
Not a chance, Kent, not a chance. We'll wait one more hour. Then we'll go over to the radio studio and I'll withdraw from the race.
No, Chief.
It's the only thing we can do to save Jim's life.
One more hour. What will happen? We'll be back in a moment with the dramatic climax of today's episode. So keep listening. Say the word spreading like wildfire. Yes, the exciting word that Kellogg's Pep has reopened the Gyrocket offer.
Right. After the original offer closed a few weeks ago, requests for these Gyrockets still kept pouring in. So now we've reopened this offer to give everybody a fair chance. And for a limited time only, you can still get a Gyrocket. A sensational flying rocket model that streaks right from your hand high into the air.
A Gyrocket almost half a foot long, with a gleaming wood body, red or blue or yellow, slender and streamlined to the last inch.
At the power end is a steel propeller designed for rotational thrust.
Yet launching's a cinch, because your Gyrocket comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold the launching rod in your hand, flick your arm, and your Gyrocket zooms off up over the treetops.
Get in on the fun right away. Send for several Gyrockets. Get a whole rocket fleet of the future.
Right. Then challenge your friends to distance and speed contests. Race your fleet against theirs.
But this Gyrocket offer is back in the air for a limited time only. So get yours right now while we still have a supply. For each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, together with a dime and a nickel, and your name and address, clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer's limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
On the second floor of a boarded-up abandoned riding stable that faces on a dark alley, Boss Mike Hickey sits, smoking a cigar, a leering smile on his fat, heavy-jowled face. His companion, Pete Evans, is a heavy-shouldered, powerfully built young man who wears a mask across the upper half of his swarthy face. Near them is a closed door. On the dirty floor across the room, a portable radio plays softly.
It's 9:30, Mr. Hickey. That guy White sure is taking his time about quitting.
Yes. But he'll withdraw from his candidacy before 11 o'clock, Pete. You can count on that.
Well, I hope you're right. I don't like this kind of stuff. It's a federal rap, you know. Not even you can fix that.
Yeah, don't worry. As soon as White makes his little announcement, you can drive Olson out someplace and turn him loose. You've worn a mask all the time, so he won't be able to identify you. And he's never seen me, so everything will be fine.
Maybe. But you never can tell. I'd feel a lot better if we, bump them off.
That wouldn't be smart. If you did that, he... Oh, wait, what's that?
It's only Olson trying to get loose and get the gag out of his mouth. He'll get tired soon.
Oh. You know, Pete, White and Clark Kent and their reform crowd thought they had me over the barrel. Yeah. Even their own boys were ready to throw in the sponge and run. But I told them I'd find a way to win the election tomorrow. And I have.
You're sure White will quit, huh?
I was never more sure of anything in my life. White loves this Olson kid like a son. He won't want to see anything happen to him.
What?
Why, he... Who opened Olson's door?
I'll see. Hey, turn it himself, Mr. Hickey, bumping against it. There ain't no lock on it.
Well, shut up, you fool! Uh-oh. Look, he sees me. He'll be able to identify me.
Yeah, that dirty little...
Shut up. You know, Olson, that was a dumb thing to do because we were going to let you go after Perry White announces withdrawal from the election. But now it's different. I'm afraid Pete here will have to get rid of you.
Yeah. And I'll do it right now.
Drawing his gun, Pete stares for a moment at Jimmy Olsen, who, bound and gagged, lies helplessly on the floor, his eyes bright with defiance. Superman knows that Jimmy is in Mike Hickey's hands, but so far he has been unable to trace the political boss. How can he manage to find the young reporter before boss Mike Hickey's order to kill is carried out? There are thrills, excitement, and a big surprise in tomorrow's suspenseful episode. So be sure to listen. Yes, tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another chapter of Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.